Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Authorities in Morrison County are still asking for help solving the murder of a Fergus Falls hunter 9 years ago. 41-year-old Terry Brisk was shot with his own rifle while hunting on his parents' property near Little Falls on November 7, 2016. Sheriff Sean Larson says the evidence indicates the suspect was in close proximity to Brisk, and it's believed that Terry and the shooter interacted before the homicide. A $30,000 reward is offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction in Brisk's murder. The American Lung Association has released its annual State of Lung Cancer Report, and Minnesota is doing a lot of things right. Public Policy and Advocacy Senior Director Pat McCone.
There's a lot of things we're doing right. I mean, we have one of the highest survival rates, and survival rates for lung cancer are based on 5 years. It's how many people after diagnosis live beyond the five-year kind of, that's the measuring point. And we are in the top five.
McCone says Minnesota also ranks in the top 10 when it comes to getting treatment after being diagnosed with lung cancer. Authorities have recovered the boat linked to the mid-October drowning of a Chaska man on Lake of the Woods. According to the Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Office, 69-year-old Brian Herridge of Chaska and a 69-year-old woman from Colorado were aboard a 26-foot aluminum jet boat on October 18th when it capsized, plunging both into the 48-degree water. A nearby boater was able to pull both from the lake, but Herridge did not survive. The woman was treated for cold water exposure. Officials said the 26-foot flat-bottom boat was recovered Wednesday about a mile and a half outside the gap in roughly 24 feet of water. Investigators believe the incident was accidental, though the case remains open pending autopsy results. In other headlines, the Mankato National Guard Armory is the site of the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program this year. Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay says it's been in Invergrove Heights for many years, and he's wanted to do it in Greater Minnesota.
It's just my belief if we're going to have an official state Veterans Day event, we need to get it out and allow our veterans and family members and the general public in other parts of the state to be able to participate in that. So
Lindsay says the event will likely move to Northeast or Northwest Minnesota next year. Everyone is invited to a free breakfast prior to the 10 a.m. program on Veterans Day in Mankato. After more than two centuries, the Farmer's Almanac is publishing its final edition. The 2026 issue will be its last, ending a 208-year run of long-range weather forecasts, gardening tips, and folk wisdom. This is MNN.